Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. T. Moore and Mindy Liebman in the Schuss for Rafua Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous in the merit of a Rafua Shalema for all those afflicted by the coronavirus, and for the Rafua Shalema of Chaya Shira Bat Chana. Paul and Karen Goldstein, the Lulei Nishmas, their beloved granddaughter, Malka Bracha Bat Harab Shimon Chaim, Irina Miriam, and for Rafua Shalema for all Chole Yisrael. Yerachamil Baruch Ben Yisrael Zev, the Lulei Nishmas, Avram Nachum Ben Yerachamil Baruch. Jamie and Jonathan Nelson, in honor of the moderator of this call, thank you for that. All of the great work the Orthodox Union does, thank you for that as well. For Rafua Shalema, for all those who are ill, and for the good health of everyone else, and above Nissan being their wedding anniversary, Mazel Tov and happy anniversary. Tommy and Judy Weiss, for everyone who needs a Rafua Shalema, and specifically Yehoshua Shalom Ben Bluma, Suzanne and Lenny Spector and family, Zecher Nishmas, Kalman Ben Yisrael Yehuda, for the yahrzeit of Karl Bachner, Olav Shalom, Klomenus Kalman. Anonymous, Lilulei Nishmas, Avraham Ben Yosef Halevi, Anonymous and Akaris HaTov to Rav Yisrael Mantel, Kal Hadas Yishurin, for his ongoing guidance, and with special thanks, Rita Bleicher, Zecher Nishmas, Hensha Bas Yisachar Dan, my wonderful in-laws, Chaim and Mihirsh, in the Schuss for Rafua, for Mordechai Ben Frida Reza, and for all Chole Yisrael. Anonymous for Rafua Shalema for all those who are ill. Avram and Hetty Pearl for the yard site of Dr. Eric Tite, Yehoshua Asher Ben Yehuda, and Esther Pearl, Esther Malka, Bas Avram Halevi, and a Rafua for Eitan Merwitz and all those in need. Tabiro and Elise Schwartz, Lezecher Nishmas for father, Dr. Milton Gordon, Mayor Ben Ruben Melech, Murray and Chayan and Chani Friedman for Rafua Shalema Bekarov, for all those that need it, and Chizuk for all. Anonymous as a schuss for Rafua Shalema for all Chole Yisrael Bekarov, and my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, as a schuss for Rafua Shalema for all those in need, and Lezecher Nishmas, my grandfather, Lou Herman, Hachaver Ariel Yaakov Eliezer, Ben Hachaver Naftali. Thank you so much for all of our sponsors for your wonderful generosity. Thank you. As I shared yesterday, please note that starting this Wednesday, we will begin to advertise the sponsorship exclusively in the daily email instead of on the phone calls. The reason for this, as I shared yesterday, is twofold. First, as thankful as we are to have as many callers as we do each day, the email reaches a far larger audience and will be a larger schut, a merit, for those whom are sponsoring. Secondly, while there are many on this call who are homebound and may have the extra time for a longer phone call in which we list all of the sponsors, we are aware of those in the medical field and others whose time is extremely limited but still make the time to call in each day to best ensure that they are able to participate with the Tehillim and hear the Divrei Chizuk. We have determined that it is best to evolve and shift to this model. So again, this will begin on Wednesday, and we thank you in advance for your understanding. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it is to commemorate a yahrzeit for someone in need of a rafua, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. There's also a link in the daily email that you received earlier today, which you can reference for more information. Daily sponsorship is $100 for a day, $360 for the week, $1,000 for a month, and every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. We need it this year more than ever. For general donations, you can go straight to ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. Every penny makes a difference. Thank you. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Dale Polakoff, Mor Da'asara of the Great Neck Synagogue in Great Neck, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. Rabbi Polakoff's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, as it is each day, that Rabbi Polakoff will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not responsibly or pausing between the Pesukim, between each sentence, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Polakoff to please recite the Perek, the chapter in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can use the time to turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call and for tonight's lineup for OU Live. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Polakoff.
Thank you, Naftali. I'd like to begin by thanking the Orthodox Union for arranging these daily calls of Chizuk, as well as all of the other programming that they're organizing during these challenging times. Special Hakara Satov to you, Naftali, for all of the hard work that you are doing. Chumash Vayikra is replete with the laws of Karbanos. The juxtaposition of our reading of the opening Parshios of Vayikra these past 2 weeks and the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach reminds us of the essential mitzvah of Pesach, namely the bringing of the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach had a unique nature to it. The Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim records the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi concerning the bringing of that Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Karban Pesach may only be offered on behalf of a group, Ein Shochten Es HaPesach Al HaYochid, whereas Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that as long as an individual is capable of eating at least the Kezayis, according to Rashi, the Karban Pesach is valid if offered on behalf of just an individual. The Rambam writes, Lahalacha, that as long as the individual is capable of eating the entire Karban, he disagrees with Rashi, it's a valid Karban. However, he writes that L'chatchilot should be offered on behalf of a group, referencing the Pasuk from the Torah, Kol Adas Yisrael Ya'asu Oso in the plural. This highlights the unique nature of the Karban Pesach, as it was a combination of both the group, the tzibur, the community, and the individual. In some ways, the Karban Pesach was similar to a Karban Tzibur, in the fact that it could be brought even on Shabbos. On the other hand, since it's not actually a Karban Tzibur, it's preferable to be part of a group whose members are Tahor, even at a time of communal Tumah. When things are relatively normal in our lives, we juggle both of these elements, the element of the Tzibur, of the community, and that of the yochid, the individual. Unfortunately, during these difficult times, much of the tzibur component of our lives has been put on hold. We can't gather together for davening. We can't come together to socialize as we normally would and to share both simchos and sorrows. Even the chesed that we do for our tzibur is missing that connection to each other. There is, though, much to be gained during this time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu has brought about a focus on Yachid. Perhaps we have more time and more concentration to focus on our davening, to reflect on the meaning of the words that we might often say in a more rote and routine manner. Perhaps as a Yachid, without some of the distractions normally present in our lives, we have more time to focus on our Torah learning and to avail ourselves of the opportunity, the myriad of opportunities available online. And finally, perhaps as yechidim within our family unit, we are able to rekindle and reinforce relationships that might have been taken for granted. Unfortunately, I officiated at the levaya of a well-known personality in our community yesterday. He was a tzibur personality, and I imagine that in normal times, there would have been several hundred people present at that levaya. Unfortunately, the levaya took place with just a minyan. For me, this highlighted the idea that as important as tzibur is in our lives, it really all comes down to what we do as yechidim. Although I mentioned all that he did for the tzibur, yesterday was a time to emphasize what he did as a yachid and to focus on his family. Im yirtzeh Hashem, we will soon return to the days when tzibur will play such an important role in our lives. Until that time comes, though, we should take advantage of this opportunity to develop ourselves as yechidim. It will make that tzibur even better when we are finally able to come together. We'll now say Kapitel Chaf, Chapter 20 of Tehillim. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yizagevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olascha yidashne sela, yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranana b'yeshua secha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol misha'alo secha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho ya'aneinu mishmei kodsho, bigburos yesha yimino. Eilev arechev, eilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia ha-melech yaneinu, b'yom kareinu. Chapter Chaf Zayin 27. L'David Adonai orivi shi mi mi'ira, Adonai mo'oz chayai mi mi'efchad. Bikrov olai mireim le'echoles bisari, tzarai v'oivai li hema kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, bizos ani voteyach. Achas sha'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh, Shibti b'veis Adonai ko yimei chayai, lachazos b'noam Adonai ulevaker b'heicholo. Ki yitzbeneni b'suko b'yom ra'a, yastireni b'seser oholo b'tzur yirom nimeni. V'yata yarum roshi al oivai sivivosai, ve'ez b'cha b'oholo zivchei surua. Ashira v'azamra l'Adonai, Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneni v'aneni, Lecha amar libi bakshufanai es panecha Adonai avakesh, Al taster panecha mimeni, Al tat bi'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, Al tishpeteni v'al ta'azveini, al ticheni v'al ta'azveini, Elohei ishi. Ki ovi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai ya'asveini. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini b'orach mishor, lima'an shorarai. Al titneini b'nefesh tzarai, ki kamu v'edei sheker v'feach chamas. Lulei ha'emanti lir'os b'tuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak bi'ameitz libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. Chapter Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'ma'alos mima'amakim kirasicho Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha haslicha lima'an tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kipsa nafshi. Veli dvaro hochalti. nafshi ladonoy mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav.
Achinu kol bis Yisrael, hanisunim batora uvishivya, omdim bim bayam uvim bayavasha, amakom irachim aleihem, v'yotsiyem mitzara levacha, Miafela liora, mishibu legula, hashta ba'agala uzman kariv, v'nomar amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Palikoff. Please note, OU Live returns tonight with another all-star lineup. As always, tune in to OU Live Monday through Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for an hour-long thrilling program, which provides you a front row seat to conversations with some of our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. Tonight, Dr. Howard Tzvi Goldschmidt, president of the American Committee of Shari Tzedek Medical Center in Jerusalem, will share an insider's perspective on how Israeli hospitals are handling the coronavirus. And not to be missed, Ellie Leibowitz, stand-up comedian, will be in the virtual studio to, I guess somewhat in a light way, share his personal experience at the moment, having contracted the coronavirus. My dear friends, as we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. In this wonderful month of Nisan of miracles, which represents Geula and redemption, may we be fortunate and blessed to see many, many miracles. A refuah for all of those in need, parnasa for all of those in need, shidduchim for all of those in need, and for those yearning for children, may they be blessed with many healthy and happy children. Ultimately, for the greatest miracle of all, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, please bring an end to the exile and bring us back to His holy land. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration, Divrei Chizuk, Rabbi Philip Moskowitz of Boca Raton Synagogue. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.